A very good morning to you. David Sheehan with you here on Horizons. It's the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and I hope you're doing very well. Later in the show, we speak to Deacon Thady O'Connor about an event he's presiding over in the Killarney and Killorglin pastoral areas. Up first, Bishop Ray Brown, welcome to Horizons.
David, good morning. Good morning to you and to all this Sunday morning.
So, Bishop, we've had a lot of extreme weather recently, and that's resulted in a lot of power outages for people in Kerry. And even just myself, I was walking around the Killarney National Park recently, and I see that there's a lot of trees that are after blowing over, and they're kind of floating away in the flooded plains. So it seems like there's a lot of bad weather for a lot of people.
Yeah, unfortunately, maybe in autumn we're having more and more storms in recent years. Seems to be part of global warming. But just to remember that we've also had a very mild autumn and some beautiful days in between those one or two. One was an extreme enough storm. So thank God for the good weather. And just to talk of autumn, wonderful to see the colours. And even that, it looks to be later than usual this year, and is that part of global warming too? But the colours, the goldens and the yellows, all the shades and shades of red and rust and whatever, the leaves are beautiful before they fall. Equally, it's harvest time. Lovely to see churches where they have festivals, because traditionally this was the way it seemed, as a gathering the fruits, the apples from the trees, vegetables. It's going back. It was a great time of digging the potatoes and all the grain crops, the oats, whatever. Alongside that, the seeds falling, next year's saplings. Think of the acorns, think of the chestnuts and any other seeds. In one sense, autumn is a season of dying. Nature is dying back, and it's also of darkness. It's a cycle of life, preparing for new life. Everything we eat for food, we're totally dependent on what grows in the earth, in terms of vegetables and whatever, and in terms of creatures growing. And just to realize how God has provided, how the Creator has provided. Wasn't Halloween traditionally a time of harvest? It was about fruits and nuts. Sadly, I think, that's nearly been drowned out with images of witches and vampires and ghost stories and horror movies. You know, that's what people love to decorate their homes with. Maybe there's a need to be 50-50, to have the balance right. It's 50% harvest, which we're grateful for, which we appreciate, and let the other then be what captures the imagination of children. And alongside that, Halloween itself, the name came from All Hallows, Hallow, the saints, all in heaven. Halloween was about our loved ones who have died. They're gone to God. About remembering them, appreciating them. Who would we be, where would we be without their love and the part they played in our lives from the time we were born? So I just think maybe I'd appeal to families and to schools, to particularly primary schools, to ensure that harvest and remembering the dead, renewing our faith that our loved ones have gone to God, that they're alive with God, they've returned to God who created them, God who created us all, alongside the tradition of Halloween to the witches and ghost stories, all that you see around decorating houses in the weeks ahead. But thank God for autumn.
That is a good point, that it originally started off being about harvesting, because we had a lot of harvest masses happening last weekend. And also, one of the main iconographies of Halloween is the carved pumpkin, which presumably has its origin in harvesting of pumpkins and gourds and things.
The pumpkin is a great symbol, isn't it, of growth. It's so wonderfully big and generous. It too is food. That's a wonderful symbol of harvest, the pumpkin.
Bishop, the Killarney Missions finished up there a while back, and I feel like it all went very well. How did you find it yourself?
Yeah, the final night was Friday night just 2 weeks ago. I think it was a good success. Congratulations to all involved. It encouraged people and gave people a sense of joy and of a renewal in their valuing their faith. It began the Sunday night, and there actually was a ceremony of baptism that night. Maybe reminding us that baptism is the fundamental sacrament in the sense that we become part of the church, we become the family of God the Father, in a sense that we're born into a family, the human family, but we're baptized into the family of God the Father. There's one human family, we're all sisters and brothers, and God is Father to all matter to God, and saying that we should treat one another as brothers and sisters, just as children and parents, family members. It's the same through baptism. You know, and special thanks to the three who were the leaders of the mission, two Redemptorist priests, Father Lawrence and Father Gerard, and their assistant, Helena, very good at music, but also very, very good to communicate the message of the mission. You know, they had teams each night. And it's interesting that one of the ones was healing and hurts, you know, that we carry hurts. And in a strange way, that with less hurts now, we almost feel the hurts more. And our faith says it may leave a scar, but the hurt basically heals. And God asks us to look for reconciliation with God and with one another. You know, it's sad when people say that it's all about guilt. Surely the thing to say is that church is about love. It was interesting that healing hurts was that Monday night. You know, and coping with grief. And death comes to us all. Death is the door to eternal life. Death is returning to God. The final night was a wonderful night, focused on community. You know, and actually yesterday, you know, it was about the Good Samaritan. You know, and it said not who is my neighbor, but it said who was a good neighbor to the person in need, to the Samaritan, or to the person who had been attacked and robbed, left for dead. Who was a good neighbor to them, rather than who is my neighbor? Who have I been a good neighbor to? And that final night, all the communities, you know, of Killarney came. Each carried up a gimbal of their work. There was church groups, groups connected with the mass. There was sports groups. There was social groups. There was the arts, music and dance and whatever traditional music. There was health groups, and there was disability groups. I say little groups supporting those who need that bit of help with disabilities. You know, and equally too. But it's wonderful to see that whole community and to realize how many people are living as good neighbors to those around. Another thing was with the young people, with the children and teenagers, it was close to the start of the year. So it was in the beginning of the year, the focus there on God's presence, God's love, our belief in God. You know, and focus too alongside that on the importance of family, the importance of neighbors and friends and community. So I think the mission did us good. All involved were delighted with it. You know, and it's good this time of the year when we look for another year, when every blessing on the mission, every blessing on all that were involved. And thanks to those who delivered it. And thanks to all in the parish with so much work into making it happen and preparing for it.
Yeah, fantastic work to everybody involved. It was a tremendous effort. So Bishop, October is Rosary Month. And I've been seeing in the parish newsletters that there have been a lot of different rosary events and rosary grottos happening in different places around the diocese. What do you think about this?
It's good to think of those grottos, actually. And in many parishes, one day a week or maybe every evening, some people gather at the grotto for the rosary or decorate the rosary if the weather is too severe. But just to talk about the rosary, and we often spoke of the family rosary. What is the rosary? You know, it's 12 minutes with God. You know, it's 12 minutes. Again, you repeat the prayers and work your way around the beads. You know, it's about 12 minutes, 12, 15 minutes. And you say the prayers, but your mind can be elsewhere. In many ways, it's like a triangle. There's me praying the rosary. There's God who is present. And there's the world that we're living our faith in. Sometimes it can be on the mystery of God. Sometimes it can be, how do I handle it in a Christian way? Asking God's help. It's at that triangle. Think of the 20 mysteries. It used to be 15. The joyful concerning the birth of Jesus. The sorrowful concerning the way of the cross and his death on the cross. And the glorious, his resurrection, his ascension, his sending the Holy Spirit. And Our Lady in heaven, the reality of heaven. Heaven open for us all. And then, it's about 20 years ago, I think it was Pope John Paul, added in the mysteries of light, in the sense of Christ our light, the mystery of the life of Jesus, what we learn about him, what we learn about his message from his baptism in the Jordan, from the wedding feast at Cana, first signs he worked, from the Sermon on the Mount, his proclaiming the gospel, calling people to turn back to God, from the transfiguration, transfigured on the mountain before Peter, James and John, and from the Last Supper, his giving to us of the Eucharist, you know, the Mass. So the rosary is a way of reflecting on Christ's life, But just as we can reflect on the effect Christ had on the people in his time, what the people heard and how they responded, is with us through the Holy Spirit. And how are we living our life? Are we as hopeful? Are we as positive, knowing that Christ loves us and is with us and is our help and strength and guide? Christ is with us through the Holy Spirit. Just as Jesus was present in the life of Mary and the present life of all those who heard him preach and who supported him while on earth. So the rosary is about reminding ourselves that as we settle for autumn and winter and spring, time to open our hearts to God, time to be aware that the real mystery of life is unseen. Life, the journey of life, the journey of life with God, journey of life back to God. So the rosary is about faith. What prayers have we in the home, especially with children? Are we happy that we're making a good effort to share our belief in God with children? You know, is that happening in the home? It has to happen in the home first, and then the school can build on it. The school and the parish can build on it. But it is good to think in terms of prayer in the home, morning and night prayer, and to think of, you know, the symbolism of holy water. And when we go going out or coming in, when we bless ourselves with holy water, we're saying, I'm going out, I'm making this journey with God, Father, Son, and Spirit. God, Father, Son, and Spirit goes with me. So it's lovely to have this Rosary month. And last Tuesday was the annual feast of the Holy Rosary, the 7th of October. But it's a good way to spend time with God. And it's a reminder to us that in our own lives and in our family, and especially in the lives of children, to have a pattern of awareness of God's presence, trust in God. So thank God for the rosary.
Thank God indeed. I did see a call on World Rosary Day for everybody, if they can, to attend a grotto to say the rosary or attend Mass to say the rosary. But also they did say that if you weren't able to get out, to try to say rosary at home. And I think in particular, say it with children just on that day, that everybody could come together and try to say the rosary.
Yeah, I think it's also true that there's probably a place on the website where you can join the Pope saying the rosary. There's different websites where the rosary is said regular. I think of Radio Maria, the station that's available on Serviu and that's available through the internet. They have daily rosary. And it's a lovely way of praying the rosary, just to join with them, to join with the group. They have it every night, I think at 9 o'clock. But just to look up Radio Maria, it's on Serviu, one of the channels, and it's also on the internet.
Very good. And we'll return to Bishop Ray later in the show. This is Charlotte O'Halloran. May it be.
Morning, you too.
After the break, we speak to Deacon Thady O'Connor.